Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Chris Malone. Here's a look at KTK Morning News for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. The Gainesville City Commission approved a cyclist protection measure along city streets. The new ordinance requires a buffered, separated, or protected bike lane on roads with speed limits more than 25 miles an hour and handles over 3,000 or more vehicles a day. The city also approved those protected lanes to be wider to allow cyclists to pass each other easier. The updated bike lanes have already been installed in the Midtown area, a section of roads that have seen 10 fatalities caused by vehicles since 2016, making University Avenue in front of UF, the deadliest section of road in Gainesville. A missing 16-year-old Marion County teen was found fatally shot at a Reddick cemetery. Marion County Sheriff's investigators say the body of Kenneth Carr Jr. was found at the campground cemetery a day after his family reported him missing. According to authorities, the teenager was last seen getting into a car with friends. Carr's death is being treated as a homicide, and anyone with information on the case is asked to contact the Marion County Sheriff's Office. Kenneth Carr Jr. is the son of North Marion High Assistant Football Coach Ken Carr and the nephew of Colts football head coach Greg Carr. And the house used in A Christmas Classic is on the market. Fans of the 1983 film A Christmas Story have a chance to own the house used in the film, which is currently a museum, which attracts more than 75,000 visitors a year. The Cleveland, Ohio house, built in 1895, is part of an acre lot that includes five other buildings that a fan of the movie turned into a museum in 2006 after renovating the property. The sale includes the house, which features original costumes, props, behind-the-scenes photos, and other items from the movie. It also includes a 4,000 square foot gift shop and the Bumpus house next door. There is no listed asking price, but the owners expect, quote, a high level of interest and significant offers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The city of Newberry is moving forward with an open container ordinance for downtown businesses. The ordinance presented at last night's city council meeting would allow beer and wine sold from local businesses to be consumed in a two-block radius of downtown during special events. The majority vote calls for staffers to draw up rules for the ordinance, which will face a final vote at a future meeting. Mayor Jordan Marlowe signaled his support for the ordinance and cited the measure is just one step aimed at bringing more people to Newberry businesses. Gainesville loses another city charter officer, leaving just one of the six positions filled. City Auditor Ginger Bigby submitted her resignation to the City Commission, adding another void in leadership. The city manager, city attorney, city equal opportunity officer, and GRU general manager are all charter positions that are currently vacant. The latest resignation comes as the city runs the risk of having state revenue withheld for being more than 3 months overdue in providing its financial report from last fiscal year. City commissioners are working on a plan to address the vacancies and provide the state with the missing financial report before its December 19th deadline. And John Aniston, the veteran actor and father of Jennifer Aniston, has passed away. The Friends actress shared the news of her father's passing on Friday on her Instagram account yesterday, calling her father one of the most beautiful humans she's ever known. John Aniston appeared on numerous TV series, including nearly 3,000 episodes of Days of Our Lives as romantic villain Victor Caracas. Aniston was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Emmy for his career in daytime television that lasted more than 50 years. John Aniston was 89.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.